Erica, thanks for joining us. Got to tell you, I don't have to tell you. If anybody knows, you know how the crisis has affected the industry of radio. The programming side is seeing this in many cases as a challenging opportunity to show how important radio is to the public and to the community during a crisis. What about the advertising end, the sales end? I could see this as being perhaps a more difficult challenge. What's the view of this from the RAB?
First of all, and first and foremost, I hope everyone that's listening to this is being safe and is being mindful and is also being as calm as possible, because we all need to take a leadership role in this. Second of all, during times like this, it proves how important relationships are. And this gives us sadly, it gives us a great opportunity to take a step back and first of all check in with our clients to find out not only how they are, but what their business practices are. You know, everyone's saying it's business as usual. It's not business as usual. But at the same time, it's very important that businesses are communicating with their customers and potential customers, you know, what's going on. Are they open? Are their hours different? Are we using them different? You know, I live in Los Angeles, and they're saying now that we shouldn't go to restaurants, but that restaurants will be open for takeout, and that you can call them and come pick up your food. So again, this relationship and checking in and finding out what's going on with them is critical. The second thing is for advertisers that are still advertising, and there are many, to reevaluate what they're saying on their commercials, because it isn't business as usual. So I think that's a very important thing to do as well, because you want to create some calm. You want customers to be safe, and they want you to be safe.
That's a very good point. So first of all, what you're saying is be proactive. Don't wait for the client to call you and say, hey, I want to cut back because I'm not making any money or I'm nervous about my income. Call them immediately. Be proactive and find out how they are, and then see what you can do. But the other thing you're pointing out is very, very interesting. And I was noticing it the other day watching television, that some of the big agency TV spots seem out of touch with the times. Their whole attitude doesn't feel right. Even though they're not saying anything wrong, the generic nature of them, people at parties, people having fun, people drinking beer and, you know, in large groups, you know, I think there has to be, if this is going to go for a long time, all across the advertising world, even beyond radio, and certainly in radio, a re-examination of the copy and the tone of the material from a creative standpoint. I'm sure you'd agree.
Oh, absolutely. And again, this is an advantage for us in the audio space, because we don't have to reshoot the commercial. You know, we have people on staff, and many are working at home, that can create new versions of the creative, and our own air personalities and influencers, if you will, can easily do these spots live. But as you say, you know, being proactive, but being sensitive to the environment in which these spots are being run. And, you know, to say, you know, for the supermarkets, you know, to say our normal hours are now going to be this, and we're restocking our shelves, and please know we are open for business and we want to help you. We're taking all the precautions necessary. That's important messaging.